listening to Bob Harden, streaming live online at bobharden.com.
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's brought to you in part by Florida Weekly, your complimentary copy available at hundreds of locations throughout the Paradise Coast, as well as the Greater Naples Chamber of Commerce. Coming up, we're going to be visiting with Mark Schulman. He's the founder and publisher of HistoryCentral.com. Right now, we have with us Karen Clausen. Karen is the founder as well as the executive director of K is for Kids. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Bob. It's my pleasure.
Well, K is for Kids. Tell us about it.
Well, K is for Kids started out in response to a bunch of little kids coming in while I was volunteering in the school library at Laurel Oak Elementary School about a decade ago. And little kids were coming in saying, Mrs. Clausen, is there more books that we can read? Has this book come in? Has this book arrived? Little boys particularly are fast-paced. In between sports, they're squeezing in their requirements for reading. And I realized that it's really difficult for school libraries to keep up with 1,000 children and all their reading needs, and also with technology ever changing its pace. So I started to raise money for books. And soon afterwards, the parents wanted to know how they could help. We launched our first event in 2003 called Bring a Book, Bring a Friend. It was a fundraiser. We had parents gather, the staff, principal, media specialists, and that fundraiser that we had was so successful, we had it for 4 years for that school. But it wasn't, you know, long, Bob, before they started knocking on the door, and we had other libraries saying, can you help our school library as well? And we launched K is for Kids Foundation as a nonprofit organization helping to boost the inventory of books in school libraries. But last year, we started also giving books directly to children through another program. So we've just kept growing and growing, and our primary goal is to put more books in the hands of children, especially those who need them most. And our teens are our primary volunteers, so we're a very young powerhouse. We've now been in existence 5 years. And again, we're very unique because teenagers, high school students, are our primary volunteers.
Well, I understand. In fact, don't you have some students at FGCU as well who volunteer?
Yes, it seems like, you know, as I told my daughter, who is a freshman this year, I said, you know, 2 years ago, actually it was Denise Mesnick, who said, Karen, I'm going to send you an intern. They're fabulous to have. And so we had an intern 2 years ago. We had another one. And now we have eight. Two of those are in high school. We offer, what we do with youth is offer pretty much a mentorship program. They come to us and they said they need to get their hours either through college for their resumes, boost up their resume, get some more job skills, maybe try to explore some interests they haven't yet. And so we say, well, what is it that you like to do? So Bob, if it was you and you said, I really want to do radio broadcasting, we'd say, we've got a great fellow. You can go on his show. Or if you want to be on TV or you want to be a cake baker, an entrepreneur, a CEO, we plug them right in to the business of K is for Kids.
So interesting. How do you coordinate? Because I know that schools do and try to maintain their own libraries. How do you coordinate with them the books that they need, or, you know, how do you fill the gap, so to speak?
So, yeah, what we do first is we do ask them to write a grant application. It's very straightforward, very easy, and we basically say, what kind of books are you looking for? And we, when we have these book drives, these fundraisers, as we call it, actually, Bob, it's the teenagers who come up with the ideas for these book drives. We had a teen fashion festival recently that was absolutely wonderful, and we collect books and the money to buy books. And then we go back to those librarians, and we say, hey, you get to come shopping for free books now at our warehouse. Cypress Self Storage has been wonderful and has been donating free space for us. It's air-conditioned. We have bookshelves. It looks like a little bookstore. And they come in, and they get to choose books, $500, $1,000 books, our grants. And then on March 23rd, this coming Saturday, or February 23rd, we're actually doing our shopping spree where they get to come and spend a little bit of the money on books as well.
That's fantastic. You know, I know that you have, I played actually in the tournament, the K is for Kids golf tournament.
Now we don't have a golf tournament. That's something that people have said over the years would be a wonderful thing to have. We've actually played around with that idea of doing something like that. We do have the teen fashion show. We have this book fair coming up this coming Saturday. But if you have that idea, pass that along to me.
You know what? Maybe it was some other type of fundraiser. But I know there's a lot of folks at Bay Colony that are very active in K is for Kids. So tell us about the events that are coming up this month and next.
Right. So February, when we launched the Bring a Book, Bring a Friend for Children's Literacy Month, it was proclaimed by the mayor. It is now proclaimed by the Collier County Commissioners, and Governor Rick Scott sends us recognition about what our youth are doing to help adults, families, children read more, and to read together more, and to write their own stories. And readers are leaders, and we truly do believe that. And so this month, we have a series of events. The next one coming up, we just had that From the Heart Teen Fashion Festival at Baron Carter High School. We had Craig Bouchard. He was our keynote speaker. And our teen keynote speaker was Desiree McDonough. She's Miss Naples Teen USA.
Wow.
And with all the fashions and stuff, we hope that people will be going online and seeing all the wonderful photos that we have from that event and some videos also. ITZ Media actually filmed that. Then the next event is called the Kids Celebrate Reading Book Fair this Saturday at Barnes & Noble from noon to 3 o'clock. We have a wonderful guest author, children's book author. N is for Naples. So we have K is for kids and N is for Naples. She has beautiful illustrations. The author's name is Lisa Treblecock, and she is going to be appearing as well as Walt Timoney doing balloon twisting in a puppet show. So lots of free fun for people this Saturday. A great time after they walk, you know, wake up, roll out of bed, head over to Barnes & Noble at Waterside Shops. Throughout the month, going up next week, we have the Power of the Word Art Contest. So see, Bob, we try to hit kids with different modalities. We have the fashion show. We have the book fair. Kids are going to be writing a book. And then we have the art contest for middle school students, and their work is going to be at Vineyards Community Center. Throughout the whole month, we're hoping that people take this call to action, bring a book, bring a friend, and they donate books to us. So they can call us or visit our website at www.ksforkids.org. We have different places that are doing those book drives for us.
That's fantastic. I just applaud you for getting an idea and seeing a need and filling it. And it's because of your energy and what you're doing that I'm looking at this very robust website, www.kisforkids, all one word, kisforkids.org is the website. Visit. I know we've talked about a lot of different dates and so forth, but you can see it all right here on the website. You can find out more about this wonderful program and the terrific work that Karen Clausen and, of course, K is for Kids is doing. It's a not-for-profit, is doing for kids right here in Collier County. Is it exclusive to Collier County?
No, actually, because of our business partners, Starbucks did a wonderful two-county book drive for us last year. We started to move into South Lee, and we were given 10,000 books by a closing bookstore called The Book Warehouse. And so if the community brings us in, we will definitely benefit the children. We do give to, if we have books donated from Lee County, we give to Lee County. And really, Bob, it's just the message. No matter where you live, during this month of February, bring a book, bring a friend, donate a book for a child in need wherever they may be in your community.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here with a ton of books on my shelves, but I'm not sure they're all suitable for kids, though. What kind of books are you looking for?
Well, we go from toddlers to teens. So we go from baby board books or cloth books all the way up through teenagers. And teenagers are reading at adult levels. So a lot of times the books that you will find teenagers reading and picking up are adult mysteries and stuff like that, sometimes the history books. And that's and so we try, you know, we cut it off right there. We let the librarians choose when they come in. So usually the public library is the best place to put those adult books. On the back, sometimes it'll tell you if it's for youth. But it's very interesting. It is, because we do the whole gamut. We want to make sure that we place a book into a child's hand in need, whatever age they may be.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm putting on my list today to check out your site and find out where to take those books, because I think I could, you know, quite frankly, you end up with so many books, you know, that you want to kind of keep your library as current as possible. So that's a great idea to perhaps bring the books in and or even come to an event, bring a book with you and find out more about K is for Kids. KisForKids.org. Karen, always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. And it's always a pleasure, Bob. I love your show.
Okay, thank you so much. Karen Clausen again. What energy, huh? Unbelievable. Coming up, we're going to be visiting with Mark Schulman. He's the founder and publisher of HistoryCentral.com. We'll be doing that and more right here on The Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of The Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.